This episode of It's Super Effective is brought to you by Laser Time. Laser Time is a pop culture podcast that covers a variety of subjects such as bad accents in films, shame songs, Simpsons trivia, and many more. They also have sister shows covering wrestling called Cheap Hopcast, comics called Cape Crisis, and video game music, VG Empire, which dedicated a whole month of music to Pokemon. So head over to LaserTimePodcast.com to check out the Laser Time Podcast and all the other podcasts there. So many podcasts to listen to on LaserTimePodcast.com. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 176th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. My name is SBJ, and with me today, I have Logan.
Hey, everybody. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step to.
It has been a while. It's been like a couple weeks, maybe like 2 months.
I don't know. I don't keep track of this stuff.
You've been on like a handful of times, though. More than five, I think.
Yeah, That's getting up to where I can't count it anymore because I don't have enough fingers left. So,
double digits. All right, and then we have a returning guest, although you weren't able to hear him the first time because we lost the recording. But we have all the way from Australia, we have Sean with us today, who is a Kickstarter backer.
Hey, what up? Glad to be on the show.
Again.
Again, yeah. I'm getting my money's worth.
Right. That's right. I still have that first episode. I didn't lose it. It just sounds really bad. I'm not sure what happened. But this time we're playing it safe. We got two different things recording, so we should be good.
Really? He's got, you know, you got like a one episode to kind of practice, get ready, and feel the experience, and now you got a real deal thing. It's like double your money, you know?
That's it. I'm a veteran now.
That's right.
You'll find me at the back of some cave with like level 80 Pokemon. We'll find.
And Sean's sweet accent means he's from Australia.
Yeah, I'm all the way down here, bright and early in the morning when we're recording this.
Yes, yeah. We're recording. Logan and I are recording on a Monday night. Actually, the day after we recorded 175, so this will be our 4th of July episode. So hopefully. There was some Pokemon news today. Hopefully no new Pokemon news comes out between Tuesday and Saturday.
What if, like, next gen is announced on the 3rd or something?
It's like the main reason we're recording tonight is for Sean to be on, mostly, but then also so, like, I can have the weekend off to have, like, somewhat of a holiday. So kind of killing two birds with one stone here.
Yeah, rather than having to try and record two episodes over the weekend, that's fine.
Yeah. Sean, a couple questions before we dive into things, because this is the first time our listeners are hearing your voice. But so you're from Australia. When did you start listening to It's Super Effective?
So you guys followed me on Twitter about 8 months ago, 9 months ago now. I just had a look at what you guys are doing. Seemed all right. And then started listening from the start, as what ill-advised as it is, from the start, listened to just you talk to you for about 2 hours there by yourself for the first few episodes, and then caught up and decided to kickstart it when you launched the Kickstarter.
That's awesome.
I've been up to date ever since.
Yeah, the dark ages. It's almost 5 years ago now I recorded those early episodes.
Wow. You got a legacy.
The Pokemon Podcast legacy. So you discovered the show because we followed you. We, from time to time, I have Twitter algorithm set up to like follow active Pokemon people if they're following other Pokemon accounts, because if you're following other Pokemon accounts, you're probably pretty into Pokemon. So that's kind of how I find certain people on Twitter and try to connect with people. Sean, what is what's your favorite Pokemon?
I've got a few, you know, one from each generation and such, but I'd probably say my all-time favorite would probably be the Cyndaquil line, probably Typhlosion.
Hmm. Typhlosion's a cool one.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing for Pokemon of the Week, since this is a new thing with Kickstarter.
No, we're going to use a completely different Pokemon.
No spoilers.
I didn't pull up the moveset for Typhlosion, but I think you had a moveset from last time.
Yeah, that's right. I got this covered.
Okay, cool.
On the ball.
Bringing in the reins here.
That's it.
Sean, what's your favorite Pokemon game?
Probably Emerald. As little people say that as they can, yeah, probably Emerald, because the post-game in it is actually amazing. Between Battle Frontier and all the breeding contests, mm-hmm. Pokeblocks were awesome. Yeah. Trying to get yourself a Melodic was impossible back then.
That's awesome.
Such a bold choice.
Yeah. Emerald.
Yeah.
What was your first, when did you start playing Pokemon? Was it Red Blue or was it after that?
I think Gold and Silver had come out, but I was just a little child at that point, so I think I did start with Red and I think I got Blue and Yellow. Yeah, I definitely started with them and then moved my way on and then kept playing. I haven't missed one since.
Yeah, it was a good time to be a kid. Yellow came out pretty shortly after Red and Blue, and then mm-hmm. right into Gold and Silver.
It was a good time to be a kid.
Awesome. Well, we have a pretty exciting show for you guys. Not a lot of news. We just recorded just yesterday here, so we got a little bit of news, maybe some recaps, some reminders, since we are publishing the show just a couple days later. So hopefully it doesn't seem too repetitive. And then after some news, we have some extreme speed to run down with Sean. Our middle segment will be some speculation for Gen 7, if we ever do get Gen 7, but I think that'll come to us one day. And then we do have a Pokemon of the, or item of the week and Pokemon of the week. We've already kind of spoiled that for you, but no worries, because if you're used to the show, then you're probably going to stay through the whole thing, we would hope. So before we jump into news, Logan, how was your weekend? Anything exciting? I'm sure you're going to bring up Splatoon.
Well, yeah, Splatoon was great. Splatoon is super great. Have you not been playing it a bunch there, Steve?
I dropped off for a while. I actually dropped off of Destiny as well. I haven't played really any video games recently. My sister's wedding was this past week, so it was a lot of mm-hmm. stuff for that. And the week before was a lot of work stuff. So,
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, my weekend was actually pretty chilled out. So I played a little bit of Splatoon. I normally keep it to about like a half hour a night on Splatoon, because it gets kind of like, you know, if you don't play like 4 hours after what you are playing, then you're just playing the same two maps over and over. So mm-hmm. I keep it to about a half hour, but it's super fun, and I'm B rank and in ranked mode. Feel pretty proud of that, and I can pretty regularly get 1,000 points in the not ranked mode, so I feel pretty good about that. You know,
that's awesome.
Also have the best shoes known to man, except for those gold shoes. But it's okay.
Never took those gold shoes away from me.
They're pretty good for like the roller, because it makes you run faster. So
yeah,
but
yeah.
But I'm normally using an aero spray. So, but I found out today that roller is really awesome for a ranked play.
Yeah, I feel like all the good roller people are really good at like just jumping up and down.
Yeah, I don't play with motion controls, and every time I see somebody jumping up and down, I'm like, they are using motion controls, and
is that how they're doing it?
Well, yeah, because you don't have to have your hand on the other stick, so you can constantly press X, and it definitely gives you an advantage, because it's harder to hit a moving target.
Yeah, okay. I just don't care for the motion controls.
Yeah, me either. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that they're better, but I've given them lots of tries, and it's just not my jam. But oh well. So yeah, that was kind of my weekend.
That's awesome. Sean, anything exciting for you?
Yeah, I mean, I play World of Warcraft, and they just released a new major patch, and my guild is now 4 out of 13 for killing the new bosses for the new raid, so...
Good way times. To go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I would totally play World of Warcraft if I had time.
Yeah, that's the major issue.
I keep telling myself that, like, when I retire, I'm going to, like, experience all of these games that I don't have time to play, like World of Warcraft. But of course that's completely false, because it'll be a long time from now and nobody will remember what that is.
We only raid, I think, 3 hours a night, 3 times a week.
That's a lot. I mean,
it's a huge commitment. That's 9 hours.
Yeah, but
you
it's like
only before 3 hours a night, 3 times a week.
Well, okay, comparatively to the major guilds that get world first and stuff, they raid like 4 hours a night every night of the week.
Yeah, that's true. Man.
That is an actual job. Like, do they know that?
Yeah. Those guys get invited to like BlizzCon and stuff. So, you know, it has its benefits. But yeah, I mean, yeah, 9 hours a week, it's almost a part-time job. So,
Yeah.
Yeah, I lied a little bit earlier and said I haven't really been playing Pokemon games. I've been still playing at least 5 to 10 games of Pokemon Shuffle a day.
You know, with that announcement, I don't know if we're like bleeding into news now, but now that it's coming to a phone, I might actually play that game.
Yeah, let's just jump right into the news here. I got the press release right in front of me. Pokemon Company International announced today that Pokemon Shuffle, it's called Pokemon Shuffle Mobile, is currently in development for mobile devices and will launch later this year. Pokemon Shuffle Mobile is a new mobile game where players will battle wild Pokemon with their wits and puzzle-solving skills. By matching 3 or more Pokemon, players can deal damage and whittle down their opponents. Fans can even battle through difficult stages using Mega Evolved Pokemon, Pokemon Shuffle, for the Nintendo 3DS. Family has been on systems and downloaded more than 4.5 million times in the Nintendo eShop. Pokemon Shuffle Mobile will be downloadable at no charge on both the Apple App Store and Google Play. And the Pokemon Company International has published and launched several successful apps. They say successful, including Pokemon TCG Online, which I think is only iPad. Pokemon.
Yeah, you can't get it on phone.
What was that?
Can't get it on phones.
Pokemon TV, Pokemon Jukebox, Pokedex for iOS, and Camp Pokemon.
So this how many millions of downloads did you say?
4.5 million.
That makes it the 9th best-selling 3DS title, or the 9th most like owned on a 3DS, because this list is like Pokemon X and Y is on it, and it's Wikipedia. I just Wikipedia'd the list of best-selling Nintendo 3DS video games, and 4.5 million is actually greater than like Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon, and that's kind of the best one. So good for them.
I guess they have an advantage of it being technically free to play,
right?
But that's still pretty awesome that for not being like a main series Pokemon game or something that people are still interested in it,
right?
Sean, I can't remember if on the last podcast you were on, if I asked you if you played or not.
Yeah, you asked me. Because you were just starting your Pokemon Shuffle hype train that has been going ever since.
Yes. Yeah.
But I dabbled with it since then. I've not super far into it, but yeah, I've played it. I'm probably more excited about the mobile version.
Yeah. Is that just because you would rather play that kind of game on your phone? The more convenient, or like, do you not take your 3DS anywhere? I'm just curious of the interest of why a mobile device would be more appealing than the 3DS.
Yeah, predominantly just because I don't really carry my 3DS around on me. Yeah, my phone is always in my pocket.
Okay.
So, what he's saying is that he doesn't carry to poop with him. He doesn't carry his 3DS to poop with him, but he does carry his phone.
I do, but that's purely main game.
So for me, but the phone can like buzz when I've got my heart's fully charged and like, you know, tell me that it's like, okay, you're ready to play some more Pokemon Shuffle. And it's much quicker to change a game in your phone than it is to change a game in the 3DS. And I like, if I'm playing a game on the 3DS, I like to keep it in sleep mode and like open it up for that. And I don't want that. I want Pokemon Shuffle to be my fill-in game, not my main game that I'm playing. Does that make sense?
No, that totally does. Yeah, I guess I look at it that like I stopped taking my 3DS places because there were a bunch of people I worked with that had a 3DS and they either stopped bringing their 3DS in or they no longer work at my job. So I stopped bringing my 3DS to work.
Mm.
So literally my 3DS just sits on my bedside table and charges. And when I wake up, I play Pokemon Shuffle because it's in standby mode. And then when I go to bed, I play Pokemon Shuffle because it's just in standby mode charging. And I haven't played any other 3DS games, so I have no reason to switch. But like the points you guys made about the convenience of mobile obviously makes sense. It just like hurts me because I don't know if I can go through Pokemon Shuffle again since I've already put so much time into it.
Yeah, that I'm wondering if they're going to have some kind of thing where you can like transfer your game or something. I doubt it, but it could be possible. But yeah, you've got so much stuff and like even like the special stuff like the Lucario Knight or whatever, and that's not going to transfer over. I don't see a reason why you would want to play it on mobile after you've played it. Did you spend any money on it?
No, I haven't. I've been close, but when you do like the competitions and when you beat the Mega Pokemon, you get gems, and I would always save my gems for the most amount of coins, which I think is like 42,000 coins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just save those coins for events that will guarantee me like Mega Stones or more coins or stuff.
When I was playing it, I felt like the game was almost like the goal was to not spend money. You felt like you were like some in-app purchases are structured kind of wrong in that way. That like it feels like I'm beating the game if I don't have to make money and I'm still experiencing features. So
yeah,
Who on the show has actually spent any money on it? I don't think anybody spent any money on this game.
I don't think so either. I mean, there are definitely. I don't think the game is set up like where it forces you to spend money, but there are definitely stages where it forces you to spend coins.
Mm.
But I think the game is pretty generous of giving coins, especially if you like play an old level, you'll get like 30 coins, or if you do like the daily Pokemon challenge, you get 200 coins.
I'm just wondering if it's like actually like I would like to see if it's actually profitable for them, like if a lot of people are buying into it.
Oh, like how much money it actually made. I assume with 4.5 million downloads, even if there are like 1,000 people that are spending a ton of money, that makes up for the people who are not.
Yeah. That's the usual mobile model where your 5% of your users are going to be like 90% of your profit.
Right. Exactly.
I guess like I'm just a fan of like coin doublers or whatever, where you know like you pay like $3 and then from then on the coins are doubled and maybe make the game harder if you don't have that. I don't know. I have complicated feelings about mobile payment structures.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Since yesterday there was and piggybacking off Pokemon Shuffle, there was a new event Pokemon.
Mm.
So right now, Mega Manectric is available for the first time. So you can get Manectric normally from the Safari Zone, which runs for another week. But by the time you hear this podcast, it's probably only going to run for another 1 to 2 days. Mega Manectric started on June 29th. It will go to July 6th. This is the first time where it actually has different rewards based on where you place. So normally... And this might speak to the player base, too. So when Mega Lucario first came out, the prize was a Lucario Knight, and that was for the top 20,000 people in America. And Mega Blastoise, which was the last event Pokemon, was the top 30,000 people. So it looks like they increased that threshold a bit, which is nice, because obviously the player base has grown.
Yeah.
But Mega Manectric, so you can get the Manectric Knight... is going to be the top 40,000 people. But if you're the top 20,000 people, you're going to get a Minette, right? Oh, tongue twister. Plus a mega start. And if you're top 6,000 people, you're going to get a Minette strike and a mega speed up, which I'm not sure what the difference between mega start and mega speed up. Oh, mega start is... Mega Start is when you spend 2,000 coins and your Mega Pokemon's ready to go on turn one. Mega Speed Up is like a rare candy that you give to a Mega Pokemon, and it stays with them forever, and it just makes them Mega Evolve faster than normal.
Oh, wow. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So, like, Mega Lucario can hold 4 Mega Speed Ups, and I gave my Mega Lucario 1, and so, like, he pretty much Megas in, like, one less move.
Oh, okay.
So it's just they just get to their mega quicker.
See, like every time I hear you guys talk about Pokemon Shuffle, it makes me so pumped to play it. And then I get on there, and all I want to do is this little management sim of like putting candies into my Pokemon, and I don't actually want to play a match 3.
Yeah, Victini is probably like the best thing that happened to Pokemon Shuffle, because most experience that you get from like a match ranges from like I don't know like 10 to 50 experience points, and Victini will give you 400 experience points just for completing it, and it only appears on Saturdays.
That's good. It definitely makes you want to play on Saturday, and
right? So if you have like if you just caught like a brand new level one Pokemon, like I just caught Shaymin. And it was like I have better grass Pokemon than Shaymin, but I know if I put effort into Shaymin, he would be better than these grass Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I just brought Shaymin into Victini, and he jumped from level 1 to level 4 just by beating Victini once.
That's awesome. So what's the max level of Pokemon?
10. 10 is the
10. Max level. Okay. Wow. So 1 to 4 is like almost halfway.
Yeah. Though like 8, 9, and 10 are like real grinds, though, obviously, because just like any RPG, more experience
needed. Huh. Man, it just, like, everything about it sounds awesome, except for a match 3. I just...
it's like, cool. I mean, I like it because I like Pokemon, and I like it because it's easy to do in the morning and at night.
Yeah, I think it'll be night and day when it's on mobile, because I'll just be much more apt to play it. Speaking of that, like, this is kind of a big step, I feel like. I mean, they've had other things. We were talking about it earlier before we started, that Nintendo has put other games on mobile, like Pokemon Land or whatever. What was that one? Pokemon Camp?
Pokemon Camp.
Camp Pokemon, yeah.
And so that, like, but that, you couldn't really catch them all, and it was intended for, like, very young trainers. And this one is, like, you can catch, I'm assuming eventually you'll be able to catch every single Pokemon, and that hasn't been a thing on mobile before, and it's like a payment structure. And I guess they've sort of done it with Pokemon TCG, but not on like a phone, right? Is Pokemon TCG just on a phone, or do you have to have a tablet?
Yeah, it's only on a tablet.
Okay. Yeah. So this seems like a big step to me, and I don't know. I'd be curious to see if they're going to change the payment structure, or I feel like it's going to be a ton more users than the 4.5 million, and 4.5 million is still great for the 3DS. It's just, I think they're going to like see some explosive stuff when it hits the actual app store and stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure there will be a big event for 5 million downloads, and I'm sure there will probably be some cross promotion, like, because Pokemon Shuffle lets you enter download codes to get you stuff.
Mm.
So I'm sure there'll be cross promotion for that. Like, if you have Pokemon Shuffle on 3DS, enter this download code and get like a free Mega Start or something, and vice versa. Like, enter a download code on the iOS to get, you know, free 2 gems or something.
Yeah.
But it would be really. I'm not holding my breath, but it would be really cool if somehow the 3DS version and the iOS version can somehow connect in some way.
Everybody, you know, like, NX was like, you know, the next Nintendo system was like whispered about at last E3 or whatever. But I feel like everybody's thinking it's going to be a unified platform. And if they're moving towards that, this is a great first step, right? So, like, I don't know if it's that far fetched. the Pokemon?
Yeah, I don't know. But they said later this year, so I don't. I feel like if it was soon, they would have more of a like a specific date. But this kind of seems like maybe like an October, November kind of thing.
It would. I think it would behoove them to get it out as soon as possible.
Right.
It seems like it wouldn't take that much, right? I don't know.
Yeah, you would think. Well, I mean,
yeah, they've made games for iOS and Android before, so it's not like it's something completely new to them.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, moving on with news, Pokemon Shuffle Mobile was only one of two smartphone applications announced today. There was an app coming for Japan only called Pokemon Band, which is going to be available for free on iOS and Android, and it is a rhythm-based game. Players will take control of different Pokemon and tasked with the ability to dance along the beat by tapping musical notes. As the musical notes fly over Pokemon's heads, tracks that are included are from the movie's main theme song, some Japanese movie. There are other modes available, but the overall goal is to collect berries by tapping notes in perfect rhythm. And these can be used to summon Hoopa, who will use a portal to unlock more Pokemon for you to use. And then it says Pokemon Band will initially provide you with Hawlucha, Pancham, Pikachu, and Chespin, and more will be added over time.
Any game with Hawlucha in it, it's a game for me.
That's right. So yeah, this is only announced for Japan, and it's going to launch the same day as the Hoopa movie will launch in Japan. So I'm curious if we get the Hoopa movie, whether that's on like a limited movie theater release or just like straight to DVD, if an iOS game or Android game is going to coincide with it.
Yeah. No, I'm super excited to see all this stuff come into the phone and like Nintendo's just working on other apps too. I want them all to come out. So yeah. I hope that we get this. I hope we get, I mean, I don't guess I care about the Hoopa movie, but I want to get a Hoopa.
Yeah,
there still hasn't been any like announcement of if we're going to get an event for it, right?
Yeah, nothing yet.
Well.
I still love that they're still riding the XY type train. You said it in Pokemon Band, they've only got Chespin, Hawlucha, like all the like main Gen 6 Pokemon.
Yeah,
Pancham.
Like, they just released RS for all the people that were like Gen 3 confirmed for the past 5 years. Like, okay, here you go, here's the game. Now back to Gen 6.
Well, it does seem like I liked it, but everybody's opinion seems like they kind of phoned it in on Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, right? So maybe they are still like,
I'm curious, just because this is like a obviously a Japan only mobile game, if maybe like just Gen 6 was just like those Pokemon were just very popular in Japan, like Hawlucha, Pancham, Chespin, whereas like maybe it was just America screaming for a Gen 3 remake.
I wouldn't have said that Pancham was one of the major Pokemon from Gen 6 anyway. Unless it's just Japan that really likes it. I don't know.
Yeah. It's a different culture over there for sure. Maybe we got to ask our resident Japan expert, Andrew, what's up with Japan and if Japan was screaming for a Gen 3 remake as loud as America was.
I mean, it's pretty formulaic.
Yeah. I was just going to say, it definitely seems like the things that they do in general, I mean, as of late, it's been pretty good as far as event going worldwide. In general, Japan stuff really appeals to them, from what I've heard. Because they get like, oh, you can have a level 100 golden Magikarp. Japan only, it's like, well, I guess I didn't really want a Magikarp anyway. But, yeah, and so, I don't know.
I don't know, I like a level 100 Magikarp. I wouldn't say no.
Who wouldn't? But I don't know. I feel like some of the events, I mean, again, not all of them, because they do end up a lot of the times going worldwide. But some of the events that they do leave as Japan only do seem to appeal to a Japanese audience.
It's an interesting environment. Well, we'll let our listeners ponder about that. Ponder about Japan's weird culture. And when we come back, we'll talk about some possible Gen 7 speculation. Not that we know anything, but we got to talk about something, guys. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we are back from our break to talk to you guys about Gen 7. Is that the thing? Well, let's do Extreme Speed first, actually.
Oh. Okay.
We'll knock that out of the way.
Extreme Speed! Extreme Speed streams this weekend only!
Sunday. All right, so I have 15 or so questions that I'm going to ask Sean here. And Sean's going to pick either answer A or answer B, and then he's supposed to give a one-sentence reason of why he picked that. And then I'll cut and edit it and add some music, make it somewhat enjoyable to listen to. And we'll go over there. So, Sean, are you ready?
Yeah, and any answers I don't like, I'll just say, Logan.
Tag me in.
Tag, you're it.
Phone a friend. All right, so here we go. First one, Mega Manectric or Mega Pinsir?
Mega Manectric. Mega Pinsir looks kind of weird.
That's the right answer.
All right, Mega Venusaur or Mega Swampert?
Oh, Mega Swampert. He's been going to the gym for 10 years now.
And always misses leg day.
That's it.
Pokemon X and Y or Pokemon Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire?
I gotta say X and Y. Just...
But Emerald's your favorite. That was like the one you're the shoe-in for saying.
Yeah, no, I know that, but I still... They didn't add in Battle Frontier. They didn't add in. I mean...
Yeah.
These are valid
Post-game for Oris is good. But it's not as good.
Right.
X and Y just had a lot more.
Yeah. All right. True. Well, what about this? Black and White or Diamond and Pearl?
Black and White. Because, so when you guys went through your, I didn't play any of Gen 3 phase, that hit me in Gen 4.
Oh, okay.
So I played through Diamond and Pearl, I didn't play Platinum, and I didn't really play much of them after I finished, like, I just beat the Elite Four and done, and I was done with them. So, yeah, Black and White.
Alright, what about your choices between Ninetales or Huntail?
Ninetales.
Wow. Alright.
Tails gross. Done.
Next question.
Fairy type or ice type?
Ice type doesn't get enough love.
Alright.
Ice type is great.
Yeah, right. I mean, Cubshoe gets destroyed by about 8 different types, so yeah, ice type.
Alright, fire type or electric type?
Fire. Gotta go fire. Arcanine is my close second behind Typhlosion.
He was a legendary dog before it was cool.
Exactly.
Steel type or water type?
Ooh. I'm going to go Empoleon, the steel water type.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, Sean, are you a morning person or a night person?
Oh, definitely a night person.
So if we wanted to catch you, we would have to do it between the hours of 8 and 8.
Yeah. Well, for you guys, it would be between the hours of 8 and 8.
Yeah, but the other one. Yeah, I got
exactly.
You.
All right, you got two items between an assault vest or a choice scarf.
Choice? Mm-hmm. Is that more speed? Yeah, it's more speed.
Yeah, it's more speed.
Triple battles or horde battles?
Triple battles are way more fun. But you don't get to do as many in the wild, I guess.
Yeah.
Horde battles are only good for killing all the shiny Pokemon that I meet ever.
Yeah. Or IV grinding.
Yeah, I've EV ground a shiny Zangoose. I've EV ground a shiny Banette, and I've EV ground a shiny Kecleon. So that's my life.
Doesn't sound appealing.
I have a Tyranitar with Earthquake and Pokeross that I just used for EV grinding.
I want to be clear that when I said I ground them, I mean I ground them up into dust. Like I saw them too late after I had pressed attack.
Speaking of ground, hamburgers or hot dogs?
Speaking of ground,
I don't get the American hamburgers or hot dogs. Australian hot dogs? Yes.
What's an Australian hot dog?
Oh no! In comparison, like you guys get like. Oh, I'm gonna put like two beef patties in here, more bacon, lettuce, throw it in there, ketchup, mustard. Like, you guys get some pretty deluxe hamburgers. Over here we get like, I don't know, normal cheeseburger.
But, you should really try it with all that stuff though, it's good.
Hey, well, when I come to America, I suppose I will.
Alright.
You don't have tomatoes there?
Not the point. We don't have American restaurants here. You guys say Wendy's, and we say Wendy's gives us hot dogs.
Oh.
Just hot dogs.
That's it?
Yeah, no, Wendy's is like a fast food, well, not, like a small shop, rather than like an actual restaurant.
But it seriously only gives you hot dogs? That's it?
Yeah, they do birthday cakes and stuff, but yeah.
Are you kind of Wendy's? No,
please tell me all this is real.
This is the, yes. This is like the funniest and slowest extreme speed ever.
This is
important, Steve.
We'll go into more of the Wendy's discussion after.
I'm tweeting this right now. This is important.
single battles or doubles?
Single battles. I prefer 66.
Alright. Canada or Greenland?
I go with my friends in Canada over there.
Alright.
British rule hype.
Alright, would you prefer the anime, the television show, or the Pokemon movies?
Well, Pokemon 2000 and Pokemon like all the Mewtwo movies are awesome, so yeah, movies.
Okay, and finally, Cleffa or Pichu?
What?
Did you go away?
Am I okay?
Yeah, dude? Did you like whisper your answer?
Maybe? I don't know. Yeah, my Pichu.
All right.
Every day.
Right. Say it with confidence, Sean.
Yeah.
Say it with confidence.
I didn't want to anger all the Leffa lovers.
All right, Pichu. All right, that is our episode of Extreme Speed. There's nothing extreme about it.
That was the best episode.
No, it was extreme. There was no speed.
Yes. That's fair.
All extreme, no speed.
All extreme, no speed. Okay, let's get back to the real conversation. What's wrong with your Wendy's?
I don't know. The first 15, 16 years of my life, I didn't even know you guys had a Wendy's. Then I see it on some movies and shit. I'm like, and Bulbasaur. So I see you guys have Wendy's actual restaurants. I'm like, what are the hot dogs like there?
Wendy's.
But,
I'm gonna blow your mind right now. If I went to Wendy's,
Only do hot dogs
and birthday cakes.
Yeah, but you can order birthday cakes from them. If you want like ice cream birthday cakes or like mud cakes or. Red velvet cakes or any,
This is so fascinating to me. Okay, if I went into a Wendy's, any Wendy's in America, and I was like, can I get a hot dog? They would probably laugh and say we don't serve hot dogs. But if I asked for a birthday cake, they would look at me like I was from Mars.
Well, okay, wait. Does your Wendy's have Frosties? Like the milkshakes?
No,
it's a frosted dairy dessert.
Logan, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that like the staple of Wendy's? Isn't that what
it's
they're
like
known for? Is the Frosties?
Yeah, That and the square hamburgers.
No, we I mean, they do milkshakes and thick shakes and all sorts of weird and wonderful stuff, but no, they do not do Frosties.
What? I really want to eat in an Australian Wendy's.
Yeah, so do I.
You don't eat in an Australian Wendy's. You just get your hot dog and leave.
There's no like that in this. It's becoming like more questions the more you talk about it.
This labyrinth goes ever deeper.
Who needs Gen 7? We've got Wendy's.
Screw Gen 7 speculations. We need to figure out the mystery of Australian Wendy's.
It's got to be like a completely different franchise, right? Like it just can't be related. They can't
you
be related.
You have to assume because from everything I've seen it, because I've looked at their logos and stuff and they're completely different, and obviously everything they do is completely different.
Right.
That's the important bit. So yeah, I don't know.
Huh. Wow. So what do you guys think about Gen 7?
I don't know if we can top that right now.
Absolutely not. There's no way. I don't think you could top that in your show ever again.
That's rough. All right, well, we can attempt to talk about Gen 7. It doesn't have to be long, of course, because we have all year to talk about Gen 7.
Yeah, well, that's it.
So what anniversary is it coming up on? The 20th?
Yeah, so next 2016 will be the 20th anniversary.
So I feel like they do a proper, like, red and blue remake, or maybe red and green.
I don't know. All three if they really want to cash in the money, right?
Yeah. Yeah, have a Squirtle edition and a Bulbasaur edition and a Charmander edition.
Right, yeah. That's what I think. That would be really cool, even though it'd be three separate games. But, I mean, either you buy both or you don't.
What if they go, like, crazy and they give you, like, those three and then a Pikachu edition and an Eevee edition and there's like five separate.
That would be really intense. So I feel like if they did all three games, that you would get people who only buy one version, or you get people who buy all three versions. You're probably not going to get anyone that just buys two versions.
Right.
So really,
hey, I only got blue and yellow.
Yeah, but if you would have got just.
Oh yeah, if I had the option of getting all three, I would have gotten all three.
Right, but if you would have got like blue before yellow came out, and you were waiting on yellow, you might have gotten red and then got yellow.
Yeah, sure.
So my assumption with Gen 7 is it's going to launch with some sort of amiibo something.
Yeah.
And I would safely assume that it would be the cards like Animal Crossing and not the figures, because
I think they'd be really silly not to have integration with the card game, like just release a set of the card game that has amiibo support, like some of the rare cards can also work as amiibo.
Well, I would assume that the amiibo cards are a little bit thicker, and so that would, if you have those in like a deck.
Yeah, you're probably right. But well, maybe there's inserts in the packs or something. I don't know. I'm trying to make Nintendo have ideas that cost us all lots of money.
Right.
We're also talking about over 700 cards here. Like,
well, I mean, I think it'd probably take them forever to release them, right? They wouldn't release them all at the same time, would they? I don't know.
They might. Active 20th year anniversary. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But well, just looking at the Wikipedia page for Fire Red and Leaf Green, because they were the re-releases of Red and Green. That was done in 2004. So.
Yeah, it's not. It hasn't really.
As far as hitting their anniversary timings, they're not quite right.
Yeah, I mean they're not completely right, but at the same time, they celebrated their 10th anniversary in 2006. So you just kind of go off that.
What did they do for that?
I don't remember what that was. I don't think it was anything that exciting. I think it was more like Japan focused stuff. Like, I think they opened up a new Pokemon Center in Japan during that time.
Huh. So maybe it's not a remake of the originals. I mean, they sort of got the formula down, right? Where they release an actually new game, and then a year or two later, they release the next one of the remakes. So it would be some new thing like Stars and Space versions, and then they release the Diamond and Pearl remakes or something.
Right, well, right.
Diamond and Pearl came out in 2006.
Yeah, right. That wasn't a good 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I would assume that Pokemon Z or XXXY or X2Y2, whatever they're going to call it. I'm assuming that's the next game, right?
I want it to be X2Y2.
I want it to be XXXY, like it's gendered. Like the chromosome.
Then it'd be XXXY.
Pokemon XXXY.
So you have the boy version and the girl version.
Mm-hmm. Would it be appealing at all to go back through why can't I even think of the region? Kalos?
I mean no, because you'd have Lumio City, which is terrible. That's the one, right? That's like the big horrible town.
What if they redesigned it though?
Then I'd be fine. I'd be fine with it. And I guess I'm still fine with it if I just have to pay the cabs, honestly. I'd be okay.
Yeah, but everyone used Lumio City to hatch all their eggs anyway.
Oh, because they went in a circle.
Yeah. Mm. You could point underneath your 3DS stick and just let it go for an hour.
So many people broke their 3DS sticks.
Yeah, I saw all the tweets and stuff about that, and I was like, huh, I've been doing this for a while. I just looked at my 3DS. Eh, it's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so we have three options. We can either get a remake of Red and Blue, or Green, whatever version you care for.
Red, Blue, Green, and Yellow.
Red, Blue, Green, and Yellow.
Four games.
And White for Eevee.
Or Gen 7, which would be new Pokemon, new region, or the sequel to X and Y. Those are the three possibilities, right?
Well, and the remake of Diamond and Pearl, because it's their 10-year anniversary.
Okay, so four possibilities. I would say the Diamond and Pearl, though, rank lowest on that list.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
With the 20th anniversary, I don't know. I see Red and Blue kind of sitting up there, but maybe that's because that's what I want. Whereas, like, the sequel to X and Y seems more logical.
Yeah.
But at the same time, then why didn't they do it this year? Because I feel like it would have been very easy for them.
Also, well, when they did Black 2, White 2, they released it as the next games rather than... Wait, didn't they?
Yeah, Black 2, White 2 was like the continuation of the story.
Yeah. But they did Black 2 and White 2 as the next games instead of releasing a remake in between.
Hmm. So my thought process was just like, what if there was Eevee as a starter? What would that be? And then I was like, it'd probably be the rainbow version. And then I was like, oh, dang it. Steve diverted me with Splatoon. And what actually happened this weekend was that
I'm
a person now in the nation. And I didn't even talk about that. What the heck?
And like half a dozen other people in the Slack community.
Right. That's way more important than whatever Splatoon junk I did. I can marry somebody in every state. It's cool. Anyway.
That is cool.
That should have been the first thing I said. Which
you're
just
right.
Goes to show. Yeah, man.
Hey, it's like not I'm in a Australia. Whole person.
Oh
we'll
no.
None of that. We'll have none of that in Australia. Very much.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh. The amount of tweets and stuff and articles about people tweeting out, "Oh, America's going to hell. Moving to Australia." Like, we don't want you.
I like all the people that said they were moving to Canada, even though Canada.
No, Canada's had gay. Like 2005.
Yeah. Man, there were it was really polarizing, like on any kind of social media, where most of everything was just like yay, and then every now and then you're like, oh, that's a person I never want to interact with ever again in my life.
Yep. Yeah.
I was pretty good at that.
It was good. Well, we want to interact with our fans, so I'll give everyone an email assignment. go ahead and email SBJ at pkmncast.com and email us your thoughts of what you think the next Pokemon game is going to be, whether that's remake of Red and Blue or Diamond and Pearl or sequel to X and Y or just maybe even a Gen 7. And then we'll read them out on the next show and we'll see who gets the most votes or who has a good argument or whatnot.
They
for that.
They'll probably have better theories than we did, honestly.
That's right. Give us something to talk about.
And I'll see you then, because this episode is not going to go up.
And then what we'll do is we'll take a quick break, and then we got some item and some Pokemons of the week. And we are back for our final segment, or final segments, I should say. No more Wendy's talk for now. But let's start with our item of the week, which you can ever head over to PokemonCenter.com to check out. We are reviewing this week the Fennekin Pokédoll standard size 6.5 inches. Now, the Pokédolls are more cartoony, stuffed animal versions of Pokemon. They don't try to be realistic. They're kind of more cartoony. I actually like the Pokédolls a lot more.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
they're not like the in real life,
right?
Fennekins.
Yeah. They don't turn out to be like the disaster of like Mega Mewtwo, because his Poke plush does not look that good.
No.
So this has an average review of 5 out of 5 Pokeballs, 16 reviews total. We'll read just a couple of them for you.
Has there been one that had like less than 5 Pokeballs?
Yeah. Well, the bag we did yesterday, we did Timbuktu bag, and it had 3 out of 5.
Mm.
It had 2 5-stars and 2 1-stars.
Oh man.
But $12.99. This big eared Pokemon, the stunning Pokédoll of the fiery Fennekin, comes in assertive red and yellow pattern and finds a home anywhere people love Pokemon.
An assertive red and yellow pattern.
Features, it is one of the most recognizable X and Y Pokemon. It has bright red and yellow eyes. Oh, sorry. It's bright red and yellow. I don't know where I got eyes from. And it's a fine addition to any fur-friendly household.
I feel like they have a new bullet point person, because these are, like, okay.
Yeah, they're decent.
Instead of, this is a plush.
This color is yellow.
And has red ears. Yeah.
We have 5 out of 5, great quality, even better price by Jordan Watts, socially too old for this, from Laverne City. I was impressed with the overall quality of this plush. The fabric is soft, and the transitions between the different sections are nearly seamless. The embroidery details are nice. A finishing touch on an already worthwhile plush.
Was that review helpful to you, Steve?
I think it was, yeah.
I like when he says the transitions between different sections are nearly seamless. Like now I'm like zooming in on the transitions. Like, are they? And they are kind of pretty good.
Yeah. It's very nice. Do you guys want to read a review or?
Yeah. I got this one.
Okay, cool.
so cute, you'll die. I think that this has been a review before, right?
Probably. 5 stars, though.
Yeah, you've never reviewed this product, but you never know with these reviewers.
Well, I remember Will freaking out about somebody saying, so cute, you'll die, as the title of a review. So, we'll have to see if our Lauk Finny Fanatic from Texas is reviewing a lot of stuff.
That's the only review.
Oh, well, never mind then.
Cutable death plushes everywhere.
Yeah, it's true. So watch out. Of all the Finnegan plushies, this one is probably true to form for this Pokemon. What? That's not a real sentence. Anyway, the material used was very soft. I saw no defects out of the box. I've had this plush for quite a while now. Still looks new to this day, and is quite the adorable little plush. This little one sits right next to one of my Arctic fox plushes. An interesting combination, if I say. That's true. That's cool. You got like an ice fox and a fire fox. Good you, man. I have no objections to this plush.
A real animal.
Right, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he's bridging the gap.
Yeah, gonna breed a new one.
We'll make Fennekin real. And it'll just be a regular fox.
Yep.
I have no objections to this plush at all. I'd highly recommend anyone who loves Fennekin to look into this plush and compare their options with others. They used the wrong there. But
yeah,
Logan, you're so critical of their reviews.
If you're going to write reviews, you better be good at it.
That's true.
They didn't use any Oxford commas. It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's also like he has some parentheses, but he uses a period inside the parentheses and then a comma outside,
outside of it.
And I'm mad about that too.
That's awesome. Sean, do you want to read a review?
Yeah, I'll take the last one. So, The Burb by Gosk. That's it, no last name. New York, New York. There was a smudge of dirt on it when I removed it from the package, but I was able to scrub it off with a damp cloth and soap. Okay. Otherwise, it looks better than the plush in the display picture. It is incredibly soft, plush, and petite. I'm very happy with this purchase. Shopping was fast, too. However costly it was, standard shipping was $9 for a $30 purchase total. Outrageous! I guess it was worth the shipping cost, though it hurt a little. / sobs.
They cried. So this plushie has killed people and made them cry.
It's worth 5 stars.
That's true.
That's interesting. The lowest review on that plush was a 4-star. And I had nothing but 5 stars, so.
It was a 3-star, Steve.
Yeah, oh, it was a 3-star?
Mm-hmm. By Shelby C. Charbulba Finn.
Yeah, I see it now. Hey, they're complaining that the ears don't stand up.
Yeah, I realize it doesn't sit up. Wait, it's saying that it just doesn't sit. Like, it falls over. That's their complaint. That's why they gave it 3 out of 5.
Maybe they got a defective one.
Maybe. It looks like it sits. All right. It's got a big tail. I think you're doing it wrong if you can't get this thing to sit.
We'll have to investigate.
Only $30.
Let's move on to our Pokemon of the Week here. Another fire Pokemon, Typhlosion.
Yeah.
The volcano Pokemon, number 157. Just like Snorlax that we did yesterday. 87.5% male, 12.5% female.
That's actually the starter general gender ratio, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think any of the starters have anything besides that, right? It's always more male than female,
I think.
Yeah.
We got 534 in base stat totals, with the highest being special attack at 109, and the second highest being speed at 100. The two weakest stats are HP and defense being at 78, weak to ground, rock, and water, pure fire type. I believe Sean has a moveset for you guys.
Yeah. Also, a little interesting bit of trivia there. It's the only fire type that's still a fire type when it's fully evolved. All the others are like fire flying, fire fighting, and fire psychic now?
Yeah, Delphox is fire psychic.
Yeah, so it's the only one that stays true to its name. But yeah, so moveset for Typhlosion. It's because of its high special attack and relatively high speed. You want to be putting all your EVs into special attack and speed, and then the one leftover 1 point or 4 points you can put into pretty much whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably probably defense, because that's the lowest stat, so it just brings it up a notch. But yeah, and so probably want to be putting choice specs onto it because of the special attack moves. As far as abilities, it's got Blaze and Flash Fire, which you couldn't actually get Flash Fire on it until the event ones.
Yeah.
Because that Gen 2 starter.
Mm-hmm.
But you want Blaze on it anyway in most cases.
Wait, you don't want... Flash Fire is so good. Right?
Yeah.
It makes him invulnerable to fire moves and stuff. Right?
Yeah, but... yeah, nobody's really going to use a fired move on it anyway.
Well, just to like switch it out.
I guess if you switch it in. But yeah, I mean, either way, you can use either ability. But yeah, if you use Blaze with this moveset that I'm going to call out, Blaze will work well because it gives it the attack or special attack increase. Or sorry, boost the power of fire moves when they have a third health or less. Yeah, so you want to be starting out with Eruption, because you can switch it in to something that it's not going to do any damage to it. And just use Eruption to kill stuff. Then when it activates its Blaze ability, you then switch over to Fire Blast and Hidden Power Grass, so that you can hit the water Pokemon that come into it. And then your fourth slot, you want to either want to be using Extra Sensory or Focus Blast. Focus Blast obviously hits Pokemon that are weak to fighting. Yeah, fighting.
So your Rock Guys, it's going to get him.
Yeah. Whereas Extra Sensory hits all the fighting guys that want to punch him. But also the other ones that are weak to psychic. But yeah, so... Yeah, I guess you could use Flash Fire if you've got the Pokemon for it.
I feel like Flash Fire would be more beneficial in doubles, maybe. I mean,
yeah,
you can switch out singles, but...
I always play doubles, so I'm always thinking... Like, that's why I was like, what? Something besides Flash Fire?
Yeah, I normally play singles, so...
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it would definitely not come into play out like...
Oh, if you want to use... Typhlosion has a switch in with Flash Fire on if you're running a grass Pokemon. And yeah, that would work as well.
Yeah. I think given your moveset, yeah, I don't think Flash Fire would be that, like, it wouldn't proc too much in a single battle, but I'm always thinking of doubles.
Yeah, no, definitely in doubles you'd want to use Flash Fire over Blaze. Just because if they're going to hurt Pokemon, they'll generally try and kill it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There you go. The appearance of this Pokemon is mainly based on a honey badger.
What? That's for real?
It don't give a Bulbasaur.
It doesn't give any Bulbasaurs. It ran up Bulbasaurs a long time ago.
As Sean stated before, the only fire type Pokemon that only fire starter type Pokemon that doesn't have a secondary type. Typhlosion and Charizard, along with their respective evolutionary lines, have exactly the same base stat totals in distribution. Infernape shares the same base stat total as Typhlosion. Typhlosion shares its species name with Quilava and Entei. They're all three known as the volcano Pokemon, and additionally they all learn Eruption, which makes a lot of sense. And if you get a shiny Typhlosion, it's more of like a reddish purple than a blue.
It's like he's faded, like he was in the sun too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool, though. Shiny.
Well, definitely on the older sprites, it looks way cooler as a shiny. because it's more of a like a bright red than a faded browny red.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's more of like a brown in the newer ones. In Crystal, he had like purple flames, which is really cool.
Man, that would be so rad.
That's 16-bit graphics, man.
Yeah.
Wait, was it the same? Probably. I think it was
for colors.
Advanced? I don't know.
If there's any Gen 7 speculation, the biggest thing they need to change is get rid of all those green, shiny Pokemon.
That would be great.
Because they're all terrible.
The amount of shiny Tauros I see, they're all called, like, Lime or stuff like that. It's like, yeah, okay, that's great, guys.
Well, I think that's our show for you guys today.
Pretty much.
We did such a good job.
We unraveled the mysteries about Australian Wendy's.
We're being more multicultural now.
Yeah, now the overall accents of the show have gone up a notch, so that's good.
That's right. So if you don't know, or maybe you're a new listener, or you just haven't done so yet, we are doing a Patreon for the podcast, so you can jump over to patreon.com/itssupereffective. And by donating just $1 a month, you can be in our Slack community, which Sean is pretty active in.
Yeah. If you ever need to know which Pokemon changes genders between evolving, hit me up.
I am quasi-active in the Slack community.
Yeah, Logan's not as much. You're there, though.
Yeah. The thing is this. I use Slack at work, so I have to, like, change teams to get to the Pokemon team. So
yeah, I switch between three teams at work,
but
it's worth it.
But also, you could give $5 a month and get cool stickers.
Yes.
Which I think I'm getting my first batch of stickers that are Rotoms, right?
Yes, they're actually going into production probably next week.
I mean, like, I may have insider information. You should probably donate $5 for the next set of stickers. Just, I mean, it might be cool. I think probably be cool.
The next set of stickers are pretty cool. I will say so myself, but mostly Logan will say so. Logan, where can they find you?
I am on Twitter all the time at Logan Jenkins. Yep.
Awesome. Sean, where can they find you?
Besides the super awesome Slack community, you can find me on Twitter at Mally_Chief, M-A-L-Y. Cheapest spelled Chief. If you want to play WoW with me sometime, or stay on Steam, or any of the other stuff, generally Mally Chief works. Yeah, if you hit me up on Twitter, and then we'll sort anything out from there. If you want to find anything, so yeah.
Awesome, cool. You can follow me on Twitter. It's at Dragging a Lake. You can follow the podcast on Twitter. It's at Pokemon Podcast. And as always, we're on PokemonPodcast.com. You can email me at sbj@pkmncast.com. Like us on Facebook, or find us on SoundCloud or on iTunes or on Stitcher. We're all there hanging out. And then if you haven't done so already, please leave us a review in iTunes. And that would be very helpful. We're trying to get to 500 reviews by the end of the year. But that's it. That's our show for you guys today. Thank you, Logan, and thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are
super effective.
Wendy's.
We are just Wendy's.
Awesome.
You're super Wendy's.